This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The Bird Show.
All right, we need to get Ava on with us because she needs to or wants to make amends with her brother. She hasn't spoken to her brother in almost 3 years because he and his wife are still mad at her after she got drunk at their wedding and embarrassed them. Well, now she's getting married, and so she wants us to help fix their relationship. Ava, girl, this is a tall order this early in the morning, babe.
Hi, yeah, I know. Oh, it's such a mess. So I called you guys because I need help contacting my brother. We haven't been speaking for almost 3 years.
Girl, what happened at his wedding that caused a 3-year rift?
Well, okay, so my brother and his wife, they're mad at me because I had too much to drink at their wedding and I kind of embarrassed him and his wife. It was awful. But yeah, so some things that I've done, you know, when I was drunk at their wedding was like, I grabbed the microphone during the maid of honor speech and I started rambling about things I thought were funny at the time. But yeah, so I was like dancing inappropriately on the dance floor, twerking on the bride's father.
twerking. Wait. Hold on, Ava.
Yeah.
You were twerking on who?
On the bride's father.
Wow.
So your brother's now father-in-law. You were twerking on.
Exactly. And then I like photobombed pictures that other people were taking, including like photobombed official wedding pictures.
What did you drink? Oh. And where can I buy it?
I know.
Having the time of your life.
Tequila.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Tequila. It was, but you know what? It was the house tequila. Like I don't know what brand it was, so maybe that was. You know, you got to stick to the high shelf.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it was laced with something.
We're not blaming this on bottom shelf tequila.
Fox did it.
No, you're going to own this one, girl. All right. That stuff is bad, but I mean, still 3 years. Anything else you did at the wedding?
Yeah. So I didn't see the bride and groom. You know, the cute little like cake smashing thing. So they didn't do it. They weren't doing it. So then I walked up to them and, you know, I smashed it in their face. But like,
okay.
I wanted them to get that photo moment. I wanted them to get that moment for the photos. You know, you gotta have the cake smashed in the face.
No, Ava, you don't, babe. That's not everybody's cup of tea.
But here's the thing. So I was instantly, all right, so the next morning when I sobered up, I was so regretful, so embarrassed. But my brother and his new wife, like, they refused to speak to me.
I don't blame them. Because, like, think about it, Ava. Let's take a pause here. Like, you know, because I was like, man, what can you possibly do? And when you add all that stuff up, like, you know, you ruined his wedding and you ruined her wedding. Like this is the, like in like all that money and that time and the effort. And I mean, I know this is 3 years after the fact and I know you feel regretful and remorseful, but like that's a really big, big deal to ruin somebody's wedding day.
I know. And then I've only seen them one time since all that at Christmas a year and a half ago, and they iced me out. They didn't speak to me at all. So, but here's the thing, but now I'm getting married and I hate that my own brother hasn't even met my fiance. So I want to clear the air and just ask for forgiveness. You know, I'd really like for my brother and his wife to be at the wedding. I tried reaching out to him. But she blocked me. He just like refuses to respond. So I need your help to tell him I'm sorry and, you know, maybe give me another chance and I'll make it up and start fresh.
So there have been failed attempts at apologizing or asking for forgiveness before this? Because for me, I feel like it would almost be received as like the nerve of you to now want to reach out to ask for forgiveness because you're having a wedding after you attempted to ruin mine. I don't know if that would be the first time that you should ask for forgiveness.
I know. Yeah, but you know what? At least I could say I tried, because I know I'll regret it if I don't even try to ask for forgiveness, you know, in 10 years or whatever, when none of this matters.
Ava, is the wedding the only thing? Because I'm trying to think of myself, and Kristen, I'd love your opinion too. If my sister ruined my wedding, I would be so angry, and I'm sure I wouldn't talk to her for a year. But 3 years, I feel like I'd be able to get over it and get past it and be like, you screwed up. You made a huge mistake. What's done is done. Exactly. We're family.
Yeah, the brother probably, the bride, absolutely not.
Okay.
And so, yep. And his loyalties to his wife now. So if the wife is still and the bride is still like super upset, that's not her sister. It's her, technically her sister-in-law. And if she's still upset, which I wouldn't blame her, I can see him being like, well, I got to choose my wife's side.
Well, if it's a pattern, this might have just been the last straw in feeling like you just constantly ruin so many moments for us that this is the last thing for me.
All right, so Ava, you had reached out to us, and Tommy did reach out to your brother, so we're going to let you know what he had to say, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right, hang tight.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you got to have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Bird Show.
All right, we're trying to help out Bird Show listener Ava make amends with her brother. Mo, why hasn't Ava's brother spoken to her in 3 years?
Well, she committed quite a few fouls back in the day, about 3 years ago at his wedding, where she had a little bit too much to drink, and she ended up grabbing the microphone and rambling about some things that she thought was funny that apparently didn't go over well. She had a moment of twerking on the bride's father. She was photobombing all of the pictures that the official wedding photographer was trying to take, and then in the end she was disappointed that the bride and groom didn't do the little cute little cake smash, and so she did it for them. And since then she has not been able to actually get forgiveness from her brother.
So Ava, you've said in the 3 years, like, you've reached out, but your sister-in-law has you blocked, and the only you've had no communication with your brother. You saw them at one Christmas, but they avoided you like the plague. So you've never had the opportunity to like truly apologize in person. And what about as far as your brother, a text, an email, like a mea culpa in some type of capacity?
Nothing.
But now you are getting married, and of course you want your brother there, and it's probably got you all in your feels, and you wanted us to reach out to your brother and see about trying to mend fences, because you would obviously like him at your wedding. How soon is the wedding, by the way?
It's coming up in about 9 months.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. You're engaged, you have a fiance, your brother has never met said fiance. So you would like to go ahead and start this olive branch. Obviously, the first time you all hang out isn't going to be at your wedding, but you, now that you're going through the wedding process and the wedding planning yourself, you're like, all right, I really want to make amends with my brother because I really want him there at my wedding, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to let Tommy take over because he was the one that reached out to Ava's brother.
All right, Ava, okay. I tried texting and emailing your brother at his work email address that you gave me. I explained who I am, who the Bird Show is, and why I was contacting him. And I explained that you're incredibly regretful and embarrassed by what you did at their wedding, and that you're desperate for their forgiveness and to clean the air. I told him that you really miss him And also let him know that you're engaged and that you think that he, your brother, and your fiance would really get along because they have a lot in common. And I asked if he and his wife would be open to a meeting so that you could apologize in person and clear the air. I did not hear back from him on phone, but I did get an email response. And this is what he said.
Oh, wow.
He says, thanks for reaching out to me. I appreciate you passing along the message from my sister. I am aware that she is engaged. I hope he's a good guy.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure, like, whatever you tell your parents, this must be breaking your parents' heart, too, right, Ava?
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever you tell your parents are going to tell your brother, and I'm assuming the same happens vice versa.
Yeah.
I said, as for meeting up and all that, well, I'm not making any promises. Look, I won't beat around the bush here. I won't beat around the bush here. She ruined our wedding, to put it lightly. My wife and I...
It's like, they gotta get over that.
Hey, Ava, hold on a second. Girl, that was... Let's hear him out.
My wife and I, along with the rest of our family who footed the bill, were and still are pretty furious. It also wasn't just us. We got an earful and several angry emails from various wedding vendors, too. I'm not saying I'm closing the door on reconciliation, but it's not just up to me. My wife's opinion matters a lot in this situation, and she's not exactly jumping at the chance to be in the same room with my sister. I'll bring it up with her, but she's going to be a tough sell. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't get your hopes up too high. I'll talk to my wife about it, and we'll see where things go from there. Either way, tell her congratulations on the engagement. I hope her wedding day turns out better than ours did. Thanks again for reaching out. I'll be in touch. That was it.
Let's try to look at this positively. Let's take a page from Cassie's book here. Try to look at like everything positively. He's open to it. He's because he's going to talk to his wife about it. And I know you're like, just get over it already. Ruining somebody, one of the most important days of their life. It's not like you ruined a barbecue or you ruined a birthday party. You ruined a wedding day, okay? So let's take some ownership of that. I wish this was something that, you know, if you didn't have a bunch of transgressions before that and this was obviously a huge mistake, that there could be some forgiveness, like, somewhere down the road. Give him a chance to talk to his wife. And if I were you, I'd stay persistent and I would stay remorseful, but I wouldn't get indignant about them not being willing to forgive so easily.
Oh, I think the sister-in-law is for sure showing up to the wedding. And I think the second she decides she's going to the wedding, she's going to start plotting different ways that she can start ruining your big day. So I think she's probably going to feel a little vindictive.
Security guard at the wedding.
Right. So you probably need to hire some security. So I think we've, like Kristen said, you got to take some ownership over it. And listen, if she does show up, I think it's going to take huge cojones on the sister-in-law's part. Because if you ruin my big day, I'm going to be thinking about different ways that I could make your day just as bad as mine.
Listen, you've started the ball rolling, right? If you are very remorseful, then keep doing little things like send her flowers, like. Do little things and not to pester, but to be like, I'm sincerely sorry. And I really want to make amends because I want my brother and I want you a part of my life because you guys are going to get married. And then if this is something that's on your life list, you're going to have kids. And if you have kids, you're going to want to know your niece or nephews and vice versa. You're going to want your kids to know their cousins. Like, you know, if you're thinking like big picture here and long-term picture here for everybody, then you need to start being more proactive.
And if that doesn't work, I think we lean into what Abby is saying because everybody loves a good payback story. I ruined your wedding, come ruin mine. Let's call it even.
Let's call it even. Here's some tequila.
The Burt Show.